The Trauma Center at Syracuse's Upstate University Hospital is offering free classes to teach individuals and organizations how to stop a person from bleeding in a life-threatening situation. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the training is being offered in the aftermath of recent mass shootings.
With our tourniquet, place it 2 to 3 inches above where the wound is.
Upstate's trauma outreach and education coordinator Jerry Morrison demonstrates how to stop a severe hemorrhage using a bleeding control kit. He says the Stop the Bleed program is as easy to teach as A, B, C.
A is for alert, so it's call 911. B is for looking for life-threatening bleeding. C is compression, which involves tourniquets, wound packing, and direct pressure.
The nationwide campaign was first conceived after the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012. It was determined that lives could have been saved if bystanders knew how to properly control bleeding. Upstate's Trauma Injury Prevention Coordinator Kim Nasby uses the example of the Pulse nightclub in 2016, where people were hiding in bathrooms while police secured the scene.
Within that amount of time, if you are bleeding and you have life-threatening bleeding, it might not be okay, and you might not make it while you're waiting for a scene to get under control.
Upstate is partnering with the Syracuse City School District and encourages any large-scale venues or office buildings to sign up for the training. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.